Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here, youtube.com/ Steve Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. I got my voice back, Larson. I'm very excited about that.
It's still 100%, but I can tell it's getting there.
It's a little on the rough side, but I might be able to do impressions again.
Good.
Impersonations is the only thing I care about. Name somebody I can impersonate.
That you can or should?
Yeah, or will. Can. Give me a voice I can do.
Jesse Ventura.
Well, you know, my voice sounds great. I think it's fine. All right, you know why?
Why?
Because it's been a long time, and I've rested. I rested my voice this weekend.
Like, good, good.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting. Going In Raw, it's right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are, including, of course, CastBox. We now have a great sponsorship, partnership deal thing with CastBox. So give them a try, and be sure to subscribe to Going In Raw, the podcast. While you're there, leave us a comment. I went through, like, all the comments this weekend.
Oh, good.
And I was doling out thanks, friendos, left and right.
Hey.
Give me a possible comment that somebody could leave.
Well, I thought thanks, friendo, was my line.
Well, it's our line.
Oh, okay.
It's a unified front.
All right, here we go. Really enjoying Going In Raw on CastBox. Excellent work, friendos.
Thanks, friendo.
All right, good job.
See, I know what I'm doing. Anyways, we're available there. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are. So if you want to listen to us on Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, wherever, we're there.
Yeah.
If you're having a hard time finding us on Spotify or Google Play, our pinned tweet right now at Real Going In Raw has the links for them, because there's new entries. It's new. We're also available at Patreon. It's a great way to support Going In Raw.
Yes.
And you get something in return. I had to place a reorder for the comic books.
Oh, that popular, huh?
Yeah. We ran out of our first run of 200 of them. And so now I ordered another 100. That should last us a couple months, I hope.
I would hope so.
We had like 26 friendos in the month of March are getting the comic book. That's the $20
tier.
You get the Friendo Care
That's
Package.
That's a lot. Thank you, everybody.
These little stickers right here. Steven Larson and the stickers right there come in the Friendo Care Package as well. It's a great deal. We're also available at prowrestlingtees.com/ Going In Raw. We got a bunch of great designs and more to come, including the new Going In Raw logo shirt.
Yeah.
It's there. I've got my Adam Mayhem shirt on underneath this.
I have New Japan on today.
But that's the reason. It was raining outside, so I put on a hoodie.
Yeah.
So nobody can see my Adam Mayhem shirt.
Bummer.
But much love to him. He sent me a link to his Instagram account where he got yet another shady, sneaky win over the weekend. I forget what promotion it was at, but he got a roll-up win. I think he stole somebody else's, like somebody else doled out his finisher.
Oh.
And then he swooped in with the roll-up.
Heel move.
I'm not into that guy, man.
Really?
Oh, he kills me. Kills my soul.
Usually like heels.
He's like a good. There's so much potential there, but he just finds the easy way out every time, and it infuriates me.
Well, that's a heel doing his job, Steve.
I don't like it. I like when he's on Matt Chat, though.
Anyway,
I'm not sure, you know, if that's the case.
You know,
you
know,
always preface his questions, but
oh, that's right. Now that you mention it, oh boy.
Or you always say, are you going to ban him from the office?
He's definitely banned from here. Keep on getting them roll up victories, those shady Yano Loblo victories.
But you love Yano.
I love Yano. Once Adam Mayhem comes out with a DVD to promote,
all right,
he starts pushing that in the ring.
All right,
I'll be all about it.
Anyways, all right.
You know who's not all about stuff? John Cena. He's
terrible,
not all about Nikki Bella's stuff.
Slightly better.
Yeah.
Still not a good segue, though.
Yeah, anyways. What a surprise. Another example of somebody who couldn't change somebody hoping to get married. Apparently, that's what happened. John Bella and Nikki Bella. That's the deal, man. That's what an inside source said.
Well, that's what inside source said to people. Here, before you go to analysis, let's go to news.
You can't change people, man. You can't change them.
I understand that.
We started watching The Phantom Thread last night. You know what that movie's all about?
Not changing people?
Not changing people.
Oh, that's why it's on your mind.
Daniel Day-Lewis, he can't be changed.
All right. Anyways.
Go ahead.
Is it US Weekly or Us Weekly? I think that's to be top news stories, how to pronounce the name of this magazine.
Well, we know USA Today is the one that's in all the business.
That's the Business Traveler's favorite newspaper, yes. Us Weekly, you go, you check out the grocery store.
Us Weekly.
All right.
Because there's no periods after the
why,
U and the
why
S.
Is with both the U and S capitalized? This makes it confusing.
No, I agree with that. I am confused as well, but there's no dots after the U and
who,
the S.
Who is this us they're referring to?
Scumbags. That's the only people who read Us Weekly.
Wow.
It's all gossip crap, man.
It is gossip. But anyways.
It's like TMZ for people who can read.
Us Weekly. Wow. Wow, you're... Oof. Us Weekly issued an exclusive report yesterday on Sunday that John Cena and Nikki Bella have split up after six
this
years together.
This wedding's off.
The now former couple issued a statement which read, quote, "While this decision was a difficult one, we continue to have a great deal of love and respect for one another. We ask that you respect our privacy during this time in our lives."
Yeah.
Of course, it was just a year ago that they got engaged in the middle of the ring after their match at WrestleMania 33 against The Miz and Maryse. And apparently, I didn't know this until reading about their breakup today. They actually set a wedding date. It's supposed to happen on May 5th. It's like 3 weeks away.
Yeah, 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
So as to why, they had a source who described Nikki Bella as heartbroken. And this is what the source had to say. She never gave him an ultimatum. He talked a really good game about having changed, about having his priorities straight, about knowing what's important, and that it was her. But as the day got closer, it was like he just went back to who he's always been, which is someone who puts himself first always. He's an incredibly dedicated, driven, ambitious guy. And for the longest time, he said he didn't think he had room in his life for a spouse or kids. It seems like in the end, that was still the truth. But in that case, he never should have proposed, let alone in front of millions of people.
Yeah, people don't change, man. This dude hasn't changed his character in 15 years. Why do you think she's going to change for her? No, wrong. Man, live and learn, I guess, right?
I guess. Who?
Nikki Bella.
Oh, all right.
Nikki Bella, live and learn. Get it. She needs a real man like Daniel Bryan. Like, I'm not talking about like...
He's already married to her sister.
What's that?
He's already married
like
to her sister.
Oh, okay. Like him. I mean, they could pull some of that, you know, sister wife stuff. Mm. They could do that stuff, I guess. That's weird, though, because they're literal sisters. No, that's no good.
That's really weird.
You can't... Yeah, that's
not good. No.
Now, but she needs a dude like him, a Daniel Bryan-esque fella who appreciates people for what's on the inside. For all I know, there's nothing on the inside going in with Nikki Bella.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
No, that's rude. That's rude.
That is rude.
That sucks. I'm sorry. No, it's rough. It's rough. But, I mean, come on. Come on, man. The entire thing seemed prefabricated for total Bellas and total Divas anyways.
Mm.
And that, what did we say? Going back, and I know everybody's lighting up Twitter with this because, you know, as soon as I retweeted it from TMZ or E or wherever it was.
Was it US or Us Weekly?
Maybe it was US or Us Weekly. I'm not sure. Everybody started posting up GIFs and GIFs of The Miz. And that's exactly right. Leading into WrestleMania 33, we were both saying, why is it Miz and Maryse are supposed to be the heels here when everything they're saying is completely spot on? If you look now, so we got that, you know, I recut our old intro for the new graphics.
Yeah.
And you look at Miz and Maryse. Look at that. That's a couple who actually looks legit, you know? But you put together something for the movies for TV and you think it's real. It's not going to be real, man. And now he's like a big movie star. Probably has all sorts of, you know, options on the table, career-wise and otherwise.
All right.
I don't know, man. Look, people break up all the time. It's
yeah.
Like, I've been through so much heartbreak in my day. You know how many times, first time I got dumped, man, you know how many times I listened to Pearl Jam's Black? Holy crap.
Thousands.
A lot.
Thousands.
So many tears.
Thousands.
Thousands of times.
Thousands.
On my
Did you
own.
Did you cry into the lyric sheet?
No, but my Walkman, I would lay in my
it
bed
short,
with my Walkman.
Did it short out due to the sheer number of tears?
And sweat for some reason. It was really hot in the house that day.
I guess you spend a lot of energy crying that much.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you have enough, water in you to sweat and cry as much as you probably cried.
I was hydrating a lot then, too. But, yeah. No, man. I mean, you know, this is a big deal. How is it going to play out in the world of wrestling,
though? Not at all.
Probably not at all.
Like,
when's the next time we're even going to see John Cena in wrestling?
SummerSlam, probably.
Are they going to make this a big deal on Total Whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be storyline, huh?
Yeah, probably. Are you going to watch it? Should we start doing reviews of Total Bells, Total Divas again?
I wouldn't mind watching, the actual breakup happen.
Well, I don't know if they're going to actually show that.
I guarantee there were cameras in the room.
Probably.
I guarantee there were cameras
Could be.
In the room. You think they went through all this and they're not going to have cameras for the breakup? Are you kidding me? Why miss out on a money-making opportunity?
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what their entire relationship was.
Yeah, I guess so.
A money-making opportunity, man. Get out of here. Come on. The saddest thing about this is that Daniel Bryan's no longer a family member, a legit family member of John Cena. That's not going to happen. That I kind of...
They could still be friends, though.
Yeah, no, totally. I kind of enjoyed that aspect of it.
Well, I did in principle, but then we started watching Total Bellas, and we were expecting some sort of buddy comedy between John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
Oh, it was just depressing.
Well, I mean, they had just forced Daniel Bryan to retire.
Yeah, it was just sad.
So, yeah, it's going to be a bummer.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, we didn't get a whole lot of interaction between John Cena and Daniel Bryan, because it seemed like John Cena was never there.
Or he was just talking about himself.
Yeah.
And his damn rules for his house.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want him anyways? Man, I mean, granted, he's an alpha male and everything, and he makes a lot of money, and, he's a stud and everything. But beyond that stuff, why would you want him? He seems like a pill. But then so does she. So I guess one pill goes with another pill. I don't know how it works.
He was very particular.
God, man, I can't deal with that. So was Daniel Plainview in that movie I saw last night. The Phantom Thread.
Yeah, you've been talking that up the whole time today.
It's a good movie.
I need to check it out. I need to check it out still.
I finally watched
Blade Runner 2049.
You said that was all right, too,
right? It was
good, yeah. Aesthetically speaking, it's amazing.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy Roger Deakins finally won an Oscar for that movie. There's this one shot that might have the most beautiful lighting I've ever seen. It's nothing crazy.
Right.
It's just an over-the-shoulder shot. This became a movie podcast.
That's okay. No disclaimers.
Like a shot from behind Ryan Gosling, and just the texture is gorgeous.
Oh, I love it.
Just the texture.
Phantom Thread, there was no cinematographer.
No, it was PTA. He was his own cinematographer.
Well, no, he said there's no credit on this because it was a true collaborative effort.
Oh, okay.
Him and he had some lighting people that were all just collaborating, but apparently they were pushing the film stock, the exposure rather, and to give it a more gritty look. He didn't want to look all polished and stuff, and it turns out it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is that alone, it's so beautiful. It feels so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Phantom Thread, check it out.
I'll check it out.
It's a great movie.
You should watch Blade Runner. We can talk about it.
Yeah, that'd be good. On the Friendoville channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll
do only a year behind, but still, we can talk about it.
It doesn't matter. We can talk about whatever we want to. It's our
channel. Yeah,
I know. We can do what we want. Anyways, do you have any other notes about the John Cena, Nikki Bella thing?
No, that's it. It's a slow news weekend. There's not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, this was pretty big, though.
We had a page six story lead off our show.
Hold on a second. Page six, that's right. I do want to mention this, though, because John Cena had some, I guess you can consider them.
That tweet?
Tweets that sort of were kind of with regards to this stuff.
Yeah, I saw those two. Or that one about hardship.
Okay, so I'm just trying to load it up here. 7 hours ago, right now it's 12:30 Pacific time. He said, hardship, loss, and humility are extremely difficult waters to navigate, but perseverance through them builds a strength to withstand anything life throws your way. That is the most generic take on things. I don't think he's got does the man have real emotions that don't have to do with his career?
Here, I was talking to you a bit about another movie I watched this weekend, The Two Bills, about Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells.
Oh, yeah.
And just what you said about true emotions, because it got to the heart of my impression of Bill Belichick during that. Because mostly what we see of him is from his press conferences,
mm-hmm.
where he seems to A, not enjoy himself,
mm-hmm.
and to be nearly completely mirthless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were showing archival footage from like the 90s. And during his press interactions, he was showing a bit of personality.
I remember that, yeah.
And there's this weird dynamic. There's a couple interesting little bits where they're interviewing him on his way to Giant Stadium, and they asked him to describe his relationship to Bill Parcells. You know, they worked together for basically 2 decades.
Sure.
Not quite 2 decades, but pretty close. And he said, you know, like, how would you describe him? A friend? He says friend, mentor, competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer says, would you use the word enemy at all? And Belichick thinks about it for a second and says, competitor.
Mm.
And then they have, you know, they're sitting across from the table mm-hmm. each other, and it seems cordial.
Yeah, sure.
But in maybe a bit of warmth from Parcells' side, not to say that Belichick seemed like he's being disingenuous,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't seem to exude a ton of warmth.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he shows a little bit of personality. He's got a little bit of a sense of humor. It's very dry.
Yeah.
But just when you talk about it's emotionless.
Kinda, yeah, no, yeah, I see yeah, the
that,
same
that
thing,
they're
yeah.
very regimented in how they operate on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick is, at least.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, it seems like it takes some of the spontaneity out of life.
So who do you think this is directed at? 2 days ago, John Cena tweeted, "We all have good and bad days. No one is perfect, but if you happen to do something to make someone feel bad..."
Oh, I saw that.
"...take accountability for your actions. Apologize and ask forgiveness."
Is he subtweeting there, or is he talking about himself?
I don't know. It feels more like he's subtweeting. Somebody tweeted, and I have no idea what this is, but somebody tweeted some sort of video of what appears to be one of the Bellas on a dance floor getting down with somebody who's not John Cena. It looks like it might be Nikki Bella, but I don't know. I sort of looked at it while I got up, so there's no verification on that whatsoever. So I don't know. I'm not saying that like she cheated on him or anything like that. Maybe she just want to go out and have some fun. He seems like a fun-loving guy, but to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a certain line that he won't cross in terms of having fun. And that line is, are there cameras there? No, then I'm not going to do it. Then I'm not going to go have fun. Man comes off like a robot. What do you want? He's a funny guy, though.
Oh, he is funny, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. People break up all the time.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. They'll all be fine.
Yeah. I wonder who she's going to, like, be with next, though. Like, who do you rebound with from John Cena?
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, in terms of a relationship, not just, like, a fling.
Yeah.
You know, power rank. Top 10 WWE superstar.
Oh, there'd be wrestlers.
There's number one's Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's trying to get at that.
Yeah, I think that was storyline, though. I mean, they used to date.
The lines between reality
years ago.
And fantasy are blurred.
But
the perfect rebound is somebody used to be with.
Yeah, no, that's a possibility.
There you go. Yeah. Who else? Who else on the list? Dark horse candidate, Luke Gallows. He's like the least John Cena dude there is. And
I know.
When you rebound, sometimes you go.
You go through the opposite extreme.
You go the opposite, yeah.
True, true. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't throw out a name?
Well, let's think about it this way.
A young up-and-comer, Apollo Crews.
Who, if they're keeping the Total Divas...
Moose.
If they're keeping the Total Divas and Total Bellas franchise intact, what would make most sense in terms of incorporating that person into the stories?
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you right now, if Moose was on Total Bellas or Total Divas, oh, I'd watch. Are you kidding me?
Oh, heck yes.
Moose. That'd be amazing. I'd see Moose and Daniel Bryan hanging out. That'd,
oh, that'd
be great.
Great.
Moose and then Ricochet, who's now with the WWE,
yeah.
Apollo Crews, they're all
yeah,
friends.
Yeah. Akira Tozawa.
They're all on the show. They roll as a crew.
See, just give me that show. Give me Moose, Ricochet, Apollo, and Akira Tozawa.
That's the show. That's
just give
the
me
show.
Like a whole season of Ride Along between those four.
Right, exactly.
And that'd be
yeah.
spectacular.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. They need to do more stuff like that.
Yeah, heck yes.
Anyways, what's next on the agenda?
Raw preview. Like I said, it's a
We're light. Hopping already into Raw preview?
Well, it's kind of a major Raw. We got a superstar shakeup happening tonight.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's good.
And there's a lot of anticipation about that, I'm guessing. I'm eagerly anticipating it.
Yeah, so tonight and tomorrow night on Raw and SmackDown, superstar shakeup. We do have some... rumors.
We do.
Per cage side seats.
We got a lot of rumors, actually.
There are expected to be championships that change shows in the superstar shakeup tonight.
So I guess that means Seth is going to SmackDown and Jinder is going to Raw, because those are the only belts that are switching shows.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that, yes.
Unless they're going to have the tag champions switch shows, but just leave the belts behind.
That would make, yeah.
And on Raw, there's not even tag champions.
That's sort of what the problem with
calling something a Raw Tag Team Championship and a SmackDown Tag Team Championship are the same with the women's title?
They belong to those shows.
Right, exactly. And so if so they would have to do a swap of the champions, and then it's weird if they just like fit back into the titles. You know what I mean?
I know.
That's weird.
It changes the dynamic of the whole division too much.
And then obviously, like you said before, the Universal title is red. It's the most red belt there is.
Staying on Raw.
That's staying on Raw. So, yeah, the Intercontinental Champion, Seth Rollins, confirmed.
Going to SmackDown, if these rumors would be believed.
Jinder Mahal, yes. Confirmed, going over to Raw. Also going to Raw, this has got to be a given, Baron Corbin.
You think so? There was also on Cage Side Seats, they were reporting that Vince is apparently still really high on Baron. He wants to give him a major push.
Well, you know what happens if Vince is really high on somebody, they end up on Raw.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. He needs a push.
He does need a push. Also, another rumor for a superstar shakeup from Wrestling Observer. The Raw talent won't be on SmackDown for the most part because after the show in Hartford tonight, they have to fly to South Africa for two shows.
Okay.
Of course, there was reports late last week, I think for PW Insider, pretty much the entire SmackDown locker room is going to be backstage at Raw tonight in anticipation of the superstar shakeup.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the inverse won't be true. It will probably be just those Raw superstars who are moving to SmackDown,
yeah,
if any.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be backstage at SmackDown tomorrow.
All right.
And finally, one last rumor. This one's from PW Insider. They say, quote, for those who have asked about Rusev, he is in Connecticut for tonight's Raw taping.
Dave Meltzer also over the weekend on Twitter, in response to somebody who's asking about, because Rusev's social media activity can be construed as as checked out.
Mm-hmm.
He removed all references of the WWE from.
He like said some sort of, or if that was really his Instagram, saying essentially goodbye to Aiden English in a comment.
Yeah. I saw that too. I didn't check to see if that was like legit or not.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
But according to Dave Meltzer, it's all a big work. I think it'd be kind of interesting if they worked that into a storyline or something. That would be something that, so if they did something akin to the Daniel Bryan storyline, it would be basically a huge push for Rusev.
Oh yeah.
But if they did something kind of like Daniel Bryan storyline, but for Rusev, who's like a 180 degree in terms of the type of character, that could be very interesting. That could be something that I would love to see.
Oh, heck yes.
So I could see, Rusev's on SmackDown right now. I could see him going to Raw.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I could totally see that.
I think that'd be great, too.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of superstar shakeup, before we move on to the rest of the Raw preview, I want to challenge you to something, Steve.
Okay.
I know there's websites that exist where you could formulate trades in the NBA that'll fit into the salary cap and whatnot.
I thought you were going to challenge me to a duel. I'm very disappointed now. 10 paces.
Later on today, I will demand some satisfaction. I'll take the glove, smack you across the face with it, not now.
A Barry Lyndon-esque situation
yes.
We have. Okay. Speaking of Kubrick movies, Arlie Ermey died.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
He really scared me away from joining the military in Full Metal. It's weird. I was just watching Full Metal Jacket the other day. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
What a great movie. What a great find by Stanley Kubrick, you know?
Yeah.
Did Ermey do a lot of acting before that?
No, I think he was in Apocalypse Now, though. He was in Apocalypse Now.
Was he?
Yeah.
Not as a drill sergeant, though.
No, but he was, I think he was a helicopter pilot.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that movie all the way through.
Really? I do this all the time.
Do you really? I've never noticed
you
that.
You should
before.
Use my thumb, though.
I like put the thumb in the butt. I mean, you could put a pinky in the butt, but thumb is better, because it makes that sound.
You should. So it's like, have you seen the entirety of Apocalypse Now, just not in one sitting?
Oh, man.
Because that's how, like Jaws, I've never seen the entire movie all the way through in one sitting, but I've seen the entire movie.
You should watch Jaws 4. It's amazing. It's one with Michael Caine.
Oh, I haven't seen that
one. Terrible movie.
I used to really like Jaws 2.
Alabama loved it, though. Oh, really? That's a good one. Roy Scheider hated filming that.
Or was it Jaws 3. Jaws 3, the one with Dennis Quaid.
The 3D one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they changed the same character show up in Jaws 4, but like they act like that stuff in Jaws 3 never happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Trades. We got to do trades.
Okay.
So like there's websites you can go on where you can, you know, make trades in the NBA that fit into the salary cap structure and all that.
Okay.
So they're compliant with the NBA rules and regulations. So I'm going to say we do that.
Okay, cool.
We each make a 5-for-5 deal.
Okay.
5 from Raw going to SmackDown. Also, 5 from SmackDown going to Raw.
Okay.
So I haven't done, I literally said we're going to do this right before we started rolling, so I haven't done any research.
Okay, me neither.
So let's just do it.
Do each of us represent a brand?
No. We each make our own deals, and at the end we can see who won.
Okay, like on Wednesday we figure out who won?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or how close we are to the truth.
Okay.
To what actually happened.
Okay.
You're doing Seth for Gender under your column.
Yeah, but you can do that too. You can do whatever you want. You're not just because I pick a trade doesn't mean
I got you. Okay,
you can't pick that trade.
All right.
Like so rather than prepare in advance, I thought maybe we, yeah, I know people get to see the machinations of these moves as they happen.
Right. Okay.
For the purposes of our dealings here, we will consider a tag team one entity.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's see here. So Seth for Gender, I think that's pretty obvious.
Baron, yes, seems
I'm
like.
Say Baron Corbin goes over to Raw in exchange for I wonder how they're gonna resolve this whole Kevin and Sammy
thing. Yeah, no.
Baron in exchange for, let's see here, who's gonna go over? Mojo's already in a thing with Roman. That's not going to happen. Let's see. Baron goes to Raw. I'm going to say... I hate this because no, I don't like that either.
That's going to come out horribly because neither of us are prepared.
Who's on Raw? Yeah, I know exactly. Who's on Raw? I know who's going to go over to SmackDown.
Who?
Kurt Hawkins.
He was just there.
Oh yeah, that's right, he was. Never mind. How did he get over to Raw?
Last Superstar Shakeup.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I need to look at the Raw. What are you doing over there? Oscar for Charlotte.
Yeah, man, stop stealing my answers.
Oscar for Charlotte.
Get your own answers, man.
No, that's a good one though. I like that one.
It is a good one. That's why I have it.
Charlotte. But those make sense. Those make sense. Let's see here. Raw personnel. WWE. List of WWE personnel. Here we go. Can I trade Joe Hendry for somebody?
No, he's not WWE.
Can I put Joe Hendry?
Okay, here's my five trades. You can continue.
That was quick.
Seth for Gender.
Okay.
Intercontinental title going to SmackDown. US title going to Raw. Oscar for Charlotte. They want to get Charlotte over the Raw to build it to the Rousey main event at WrestleMania 35.
Yeah, okay.
The Club go to SmackDown in exchange for Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
Okay.
Becky Lynch goes to Raw in exchange for Bayley. And then finally, The Revival gets shipped to SmackDown in exchange for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Those are my five.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Because here's the thing. You know what you don't have? You don't have a tag team being broken up. I'm going to say this is bold.
All right.
This is bold.
All right.
Cesaro heads to SmackDown and Sheamus does not.
Well, who does Cesaro get traded for?
Baron Corbin.
Interesting. They have a tag title match coming up at a largest Royal Rumble.
I know. And that's going to be like, that's going to be the
their
time when
farewell.
Their farewell. Yeah.
All right. You need three more deals.
Deal. Okay, let's see here. Over on the women's side of things, I'm going to say there. So SmackDown is losing Charlotte, and I feel like Sasha Banks is a bigger deal than your Bayley trade. So I'm going to say Charlotte for Sasha Banks.
All right. You know, primary reason I chose Bayley is because we haven't seen Bayley versus Asuka yet on main roster. We saw plenty of NXT, but for Sasha, you say?
Yeah.
All right, next.
Okay, so I agree with you. One of those big tag teams. Well, now that I've broken up Sheamus and Cesaro, there doesn't necessarily have to be sort of the Club Revival Sheamus Cesaro type tag team.
Not necessarily.
The pressure doesn't have to be relieved so much. So I'm going to say, let's see here, there's women's division. Seth Virginia. I need like a big one. Who else?
Yeah.
Can go to, who
yeah.
Else
you need a blockbuster.
I need a blockbuster trade.
Blockbuster.
I need a blockbuster trade. All right. Let's take a look at Raw personnel. All right.
You should have thought this out beforehand.
No. Oh, here we go.
All right.
This is a blockbuster trade.
Blockbuster trade.
Let me go to SmackDown. Where's SmackDown? Oh, they're just all conglomerated. What a bummer. I will say
we have Baron. He's a top star over on SmackDown. And once you take...
Well, they need to make him into a bigger star.
You need to figure out what to do with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Because they're existing in limbo now.
Yeah, they are in limbo. That's going to be weird. So they're tech, but they're not on SmackDown though. They're free agents, so you can't really trade them.
Well, I mean, trade in not the strictest definition of the word, no. But if they end up going to Raw, and then just to keep the rosters relatively kind of close to balance, SmackDown needs to get something in return.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Let's see here. I'm gonna say Big Cass is gonna come back. He's gonna go to SmackDown. And in exchange, because he was on Raw.
Yeah.
In exchange, he's going to go to SmackDown. In exchange.
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, right. I do think, yeah, I'll put Ty Dillinger there.
All right.
And I'm also going to say this. I'm going to say.
Need one more.
I'm going to say Elias goes to SmackDown.
For whom? Oh, I really don't want to see Elias go to SmackDown. They've been booking them so perfectly over on Raw.
Yeah, I know. Elias for another comedy act, Breezango.
All right.
A male superstar for a tag team.
Very well.
Look at that. Boy, I'm going to lose this thing.
I think I'm going to lose it too. Anyways, any more NXT call-ups?
Man, if they don't put Almas with Shinsuke on SmackDown, I mean, I will be not surprised because I don't think it's going to happen. But I would love to see it happen. I will say this. Yeah, my one NXT prediction, Cassius Ohno. Cassius Ohno comes up. I really want
to
see that.
To SmackDown?
Yeah, that makes sense. Can you imagine? Dude, could you imagine Cassius Ohno versus AJ Styles?
Oh, it would be spectacular.
Cassius Ohno versus Daniel Bryan?
Spectacular.
Oh, man.
I'm still saying they got to call Sanity up, but Sanity's going to SmackDown.
Man, Daniel Bryan might go to Raw, too. But I'm not going to call that.
I hope not.
I hope not also.
I really hope not.
I hope not also.
Anyways, now that we've got that out of the way, let's continue with our Raw preview.
That took 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We have a match tonight between Woke and Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Wonderful.
Taking on The Revival. The winner will get a shot at the Raw tag titles, or we help determine the new Raw tag champions at Largest Royal Rumble. They will face The Bar, the winner of this match. Make your pick. Woke and Matt and Bray, correct? They're winning this match, and they're going to get those Raw tag team titles at Largest Rumble.
Yeah, wasn't Bray doing some weird stuff on Twitter, too?
Yeah, he was like, because like Meltzer was saying something about how they're setting it up so Bray can turn on Matt, and then Bray mentioned Meltzer by name in a tweet.
That was hilarious.
And saying that he is loyal.
And then Matt did the same. Matt mentioned Meltzer in a tweet, too.
Yes.
That's funny.
Also tonight, Bayley versus Sasha Banks, as they say here in WWE.com, settle their differences.
Oh, that's happening. Oh, then one of them is going.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm hoping they give this match the main event spot, 25 minutes.
So I feel like
The house down.
Bayley is a better fit for SmackDown, mm-hmm. but I do feel that Sasha Banks is a bigger name than Bayley. And if SmackDown's losing Charlotte, which I think they are, I think Sasha Banks is the only replacement.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that SmackDown gets Bayley and Asuka.
Yeah, but... Oh, okay.
In exchange for Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, man. What else?
You caught me mid-drink. Will Ronda Rousey face repercussions after attacking Stephanie McMahon again? The answer is yes, she will.
She will face repercussions,
and maybe we'll find out who... if either... It's going to go one of two ways. Either Stephanie, for some reason, decides to challenge Ronda for a one-on-one bout, or Stephanie finds a proxy.
Man, I feel like Alexa Bliss might be going over. I hope they do Alexa Bliss versus Ember Moon, but also I also kind of think that pin might have sent Alexa Bliss back
entirely
to SmackDown.
Possible. I mean, we saw last year when The Revival debuted, they pinned New Day. New Day shipped over to SmackDown, so that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Well, it could be Charlotte for Alexa Bliss then.
Charlotte for Alexa Bliss. That's my trade. Go ahead.
All right. All right. See, I helped you out.
Good job. Well done. But because we haven't really seen it, we haven't really seen an extended Sasha Banks Alexa Bliss thing, have we?
Yeah. They had a match. They had a whole program.
Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss too?
Yeah, for the title. Alexa beat her once for the title.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
But couldn't defend it.
Yeah, I got
successfully defend it. More Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe. Just give me more Samoa Joe. Just give him 20 minutes on the mic. Let him talk.
Yeah.
And then what unfinished business does Bobby Lashley have in WWE?
Well, didn't he represent Trump? So maybe he's going to be like, listen, everybody, listen. And then you fill in the blanks. Use your imagination. What do you think he's going to say? I don't know, man. But look, if they treat him as well in the WWE as they did in Impact, I think he'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really liked the last stuff that I saw him in Impact. Should I bring back Impact reviews?
I mean, if you want to.
You're not going
to
watch it with me? What a bummer. What would you rather do, Ring of Honor / New Japan reviews on a weekly basis?
I'd rather do that.
We can review Being the Elite?
I'd rather do that.
We got to shore up some time in our schedule.
I know. Yeah. That's the major thing.
It's a big thing.
Need to devise more hours in the day.
I'm sure we can figure that one out.
Yeah. I mean, no one else has, but I'm sure we can.
Anything else in the Raw preview?
No, nope, that was
really
it.
Really, that's it?
Okay. Yeah. It's, like I said, it's a pretty light news week. Let's go to the questions.
I put up a question thread on Twitter because that's where people like to do things. Jay Witten, the scholar, since God of War 2018 is coming this Friday, apparently.
No idea.
Who's the most qualified person to be the God of War in WWE?
No, it's Braun Strowman.
You think so? I feel like I need more tragic character.
Oh.
Because Kratos was a tragic character.
Yeah.
And he also liked to do sex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So right now that might be John Cena.
Oh, could be.
Tragic character, likes to have sex. The two reasons why. No. Let's see here. Oh, you know who would have made a great God of War back in the day? Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine him?
Going to say Edge.
He liked to do sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like that. That's good. He's a little skinny to be God of War.
Well, yeah, he'd have to buff up a bit.
Like a jack dude. Let's see here. Weird. I don't know what this means. Some of these questions are confusing.
All right. This is like the most entertaining show we've ever done.
At Trix203, Jason, will AJ Styles be a Grand Slam champion like he was apparently in TNA?
Well, he's won the WWE title twice and the U.S. title a couple times. So he needs tag titles and Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah. By the end of his time, I mean, he's such a consummate main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that he's ever going to go back down to Intercontinental status.
Well, I would think that'd be more likely before he...
Tag titles?
Yeah.
Unless they did some wonky storyline like with him and Daniel Bryan or something.
Or they win the tag championships. They force a team upon
it's
them.
It's kind of an either or in my mind. Yeah. Chris K. Oh, we should address this. This is a good question. If the rumors are true, because it's been rumored out there, what do you think about Bray turning on Matt Hardy and being the leader of Sanity?
No.
You don't like that, really?
No.
I like it.
Because in the end of the day, it's just Bray Wyatt back with a new version of the Wyatt family. I like Sanity. I like the four of them as they exist.
Here, I'll tell you why I like it. Because Sanity would bring him up as opposed to him bringing Sanity down. They're not gonna treat Killian Dane like crap, and I don't think they're going to treat Nikki Cross like crap.
Well, it depends what show they're on.
You think so?
Well, if they're on SmackDown, they handle NXT call-ups well on SmackDown, period.
Okay, well, SmackDown just needs better creative. Tomorrow is going to be a huge litmus. Well, not tomorrow because of Superstar Shakeup. Once they get back into the groove of like
a week
to
tomorrow.
Week,
yeah.
A week from tomorrow, and then after that is going to be really telling for SmackDown. Are they going to go back to the crap where they're just throwing words up on the screen and the writing is terrible?
Hope not.
I hope not as well. But I'm not optimistic because we haven't heard of any changes at the creative helm. If it's still Road Dogg doing it, then I'm not
optimistic
about that. If they get some fresh blood in there, now that the mixed match challenge is over, if they got, what's his name? Ryan Ward? Is that his name? If they get him back on SmackDown, he's like, I really like the mixed match challenge.
Yeah.
So evidence seems to be that he's good.
I just feel like it'd be going over old ground for Bray.
Well, okay, here's what I
and
like.
And then I also kind of feel like Sanity, they're so well established, at least in my eyes, as a faction, they don't need to associate themselves with Bray. Eric Young is a great leader.
So all things being equal, he's sort of...
But I kind of like
look,
the fact...
I love Eric Young,
well, he's like the front person, but I wouldn't necessarily consider him the leader. There's no...
And there shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I like about it. That's what I'm trying to say, yes.
That's a good point. The bottom line is this. You're right. If they're on SmackDown, it's probably going to be crap because creative's crap. If they find a good story for them... Like, for example, if they were to journey over to the Wyatt compound or to Hardy compound and the Wyatt compound, both compounds, I might be fine with it.
If it's cool, then good. If it's not, then not.
Next.
Liam Wagner. Power rank merchandise items that should be next for going in raw. Hats, hoodies, sweats. Sweatpants would be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah, sweatpants would be cool.
Some raglans.
Yeah, raglans are good. Yeah, I like raglans.
Yeah, they're comfy.
Band patches.
Okay.
Like for, and then I'd get a denim jacket and wear my band patches.
All right. Do you want a denim jacket or a vest?
Well, I mean, if I want to be really cool, I'll wear a vest. But, you know, if I just want to be chill Steve with the, you know, fighting crime, it's a denim jacket. Let's see here. Hamza Hall, we already answered that question. He says, who do you guys believe will be switched over? Brian Z. Earl. Who are some talent that shouldn't switch brands? Who
AJ Styles should not switch brands.
I agree. He says this is the house that AJ Styles built.
Yes.
So often. And on top of that, he's top champion there.
Yeah, he shouldn't. I don't think Daniel Bryan should. I don't think Nakamura should. Over on Raw, Reigns won't.
All right, this is a good question.
I didn't even finish answering the previous question, man.
You're doing good.
I feel like there's more people that need to stay on SmackDown than on Raw.
Really?
Yeah. Like Ronda Rousey staying on Raw.
She needs to stay on Raw.
Reigns will stay on Raw.
Reigns is definitely going to stay on Raw.
And then Strowman should stay on Raw.
Strowman, yeah, those three need to stay on Raw.
Yeah.
But do you think Daniel Bryan needs to stay on SmackDown?
I think he does for the benefit of SmackDown, yes.
Well, yeah. Big Mike's WRS. When the shakeup is over, which feuds do you want to see the most? And for what championship? Let's say Jinder goes over to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. I forgot to put Rusev on my trade thing. Rusev goes to Raw.
For whom? Do you want to say Cass for Rusev?
There you go. Perfect. All right. Cass for Rusev.
Whoops.
Or
Elias for Rusev.
Jinder goes to Raw. What do you want? What kind of feud do you want to see? Finn take that United States title off of Jinder Mahal. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be good.
Or Braun.
Braun versus Jinder?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all it is who do you want to see to take that title off of Jinder?
Pretty much.
I really wish they'd change the look of that U.S. title, though. It's so ugly. It's just tiny. It's too small. And then over on the other side, Seth goes to SmackDown.
Oh, wow.
Who do you want to see him feud with?
Ty Dillinger.
Nobody wants to see that, man. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, I mean, ideally AJ Styles, but AJ's already wrapped up in something right now. Daniel Bryan.
I feel like we've made that too face heavy, huh?
There's a lot of faces over on Raw.
I'm looking at SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Shinsuke's top heel. If you lose Jinder, I mean, look at that United States title scene. It was three faces and a heel.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Bob Roode will turn heel.
I would love that.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
We need.
Seth
that's
versus Bob Roode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
There
like
you
that.
Go.
That's good. Let's see here. Johnny Walker. Watched a few Zack Sabre Jr. matches to see how good he is.
Oh, he's great.
He says he thinks he's a future legend of wrestling. He says, but I don't want to see him in WWE, although him versus AJ or Daniel Bryan would be five stars. They would limit his technical wrestling style too much. Agree or disagree? I disagree completely. I think he wrestles a style that would bring some freshness to the WWE.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's nothing he does is like bannable by the WWE.
No.
Like you look at some of the stuff that they do in New Japan, and I can understand why some guys you'd think, well, I'm not sure if his style of wrestling would really mesh well with the WWE.
Zack Sabre Jr. is not one of those guys.
No. And in fact, if you take a look at the Daniel Bryan AJ Styles match this past week last week on SmackDown, you can see exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan has said a couple times that he's a huge fan of Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
That if he was going to leave the WWE, he'd want to form a tag team with him.
Yeah.
And you can absolutely see why. I would love to see Zack Sabre
Jr. Oh, heck yes. I mean, his run, the Cruiserweight Classic, was just a glimpse of what he can do, and that was face.
Yeah.
Zack Sabre Jr. Heel Zack Sabre Jr. is entirely different.
If anything,
character, and he adjusted his wrestling style for his heel turn, and it's fantastic.
If anything, I would be more scared that they would just try to keep him face as opposed to let him work heel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, boy, he's good.
He's fantastic.
Great question, Cameron Michko. If you can go back to any wrestling event or moment, which one would it be? If you had a Ronda Rousey time machine.
Yeah.
Right? If you can go back in time. We've had this question before.
Yeah.
And I think usually we have like different answers.
I know one time I said the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah.
No, at the time when I said that, you said that'd be incredibly awkward.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it depends on where you're sitting. Are you front row? If you're front row, would you try to change time and tell Brett to finish?
Well, wouldn't that open up some temporal issues?
Well, time travel and like just any time travel.
No,
would,
set that aside.
Yeah.
But if I told Brett what his future held, wouldn't that change? You know, that would cause some issues in the time space continuum, right?
No. So in my mind, when you go back in time, you simply exist in an alternate timeline. So like, because alternate timelines are a thing, you can do that.
Yeah, I know.
Right, parallel universes.
Yes, I'm aware of all
that.
So
I think when you travel through time, you're simply traveling to a parallel universe.
So you're not actually traveling through time, you're traveling to a different point in a parallel universe. Different point in time.
Correct, yeah, yeah. So you would just get to see, you would get to live out what those events would look like.
Let me ask you this then.
If Brett knows in advance.
If you do that, is it you in that timeline would already exist? So there'd be another one of you in that timeline, yes?
Well, you're going back to 1997, so it's before the... Yeah, there would be, yeah.
Yeah.
But he would just be a really younger version of you.
No, I'm more of that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But still, there'd be two versions of me. What if I cross paths with the younger version of me?
Wouldn't matter because you're still in that parallel timeline where that happens.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, you just have to deal with that. How would you warn Brett? Let's say you can go back in time. How would you be able to warn him?
I would tell him not to get in the sharpshooter.
No, like, would you write him a letter? Like, what, physically? Like,
no, I'd sit front row and scream at him.
But, like, people scream stuff all the time. You'd have to do a meet and greet first and say, and give him a letter.
I'd make
like
a sign. I'd make a sign to take to the arena or to write it once I'm there. Right
before what the match starts, so they can confiscate.
It'd say, Brett, they're going to screw you. Don't get in the sharpshooter.
That's not going to work. Because he's going to read that and just be kind of confused. What you need to do is get to a meet and greet beforehand. Get there 2 weeks in advance.
Well, he's going to think I'm some crazed fan and get me kicked out of there.
You write him a Doc Brown-esque letter.
Yeah.
You know, say...
See, what I need is footage. What I need is saying, this is what's going to happen to you, Brett, and show it on my smartphone.
Oh, it's like Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, and he's going to be confused about it. What is this phone that plays video? What is this?
Right. Saying,
this is what's going to happen to you in 1997.
That's the overriding process, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is what's going to happen to you tonight or tomorrow night here in 1997. I am from the future, 21 years in the future. I'm telling you right now, this is going to happen to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't let this happen to you if that's what you want.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to
say, Brett, this is going to happen to you. You should go backstage and talk to Vince and find a proper way to drop that title.
If somebody approached you with like a device that looked futuristic and started showing you footage of you getting hit by a bus like in three years... Would you like, how would you process that? That'd be a weird thing. That'd be a difficult. We're getting into Art Bell territory. RIP. Art Bell passed away. Very sad.
Well, I think I'd be more concerned about watching video of my own demise versus this newfangled technology from the future. Cause I can't see, unless it's some sort of like holographic video player, I can't see what sort of future technology would be so advanced. I'd be completely amazed by.
It just looked like something from Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's not that different than, it's just like a slimmer, fancier version of a cell phone. It's not going to be that far of advancement. If it's like literally, like they have a 3D rendering of me getting hit by a bus with my innards splattering everywhere.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, that's kind of cool, but what the heck? Why are you showing me footage of my death?
Yeah.
I'd be more taken aback by that than whatever technology they're presenting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing I want is someone to come to me with some like futuristic VR thing, say, hey, put this on, and there I am witnessing my own demise.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
That'd be the worst. Or like an augmented reality thing.
Oh, that'd be terrible too, yeah. That'd be awful.
I don't want any of that.
Interesting questions. Let's see. More.
This is the most wrestling-free edition of Going in Raw we've ever done.
It's great. The two-mark crew. If Paige was not chosen to replace Daniel Bryan as SmackDown Live general manager, who would have been chosen? Again, a great parallel universe question. Had Paige not got that neck injury, if somebody went up to her and said, hey, and you know, I've got footage of Sasha Banks kicking you in your back, and then your head gets whiplashed, who would have replaced Daniel Bryan? Or would he have just kept on going?
No, if he's going to be an active wrestler, he wasn't going to be GM.
I got your answer. His name is Jay, double E, double F.
Yeah, maybe.
Double fart, double P.
Daniel Bryan is active wrestler and GM is a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I don't, God, would it have been Jeff Jarrett?
Maybe.
Probably not, man.
Maybe.
Who else would it have been? Kevin Nash, general
manager.
Yeah,
I didn't say Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash.
His face is on my coaster down here.
This is what you do.
Yes, we're going to book the show
tonight. Yeah, we're going to book the show tonight, but the problem is...
We got SmackDown on Tuesday, but we have Raw on Monday.
I love that there's a few people get that joke. Just a few people get that.
Oh, great question. Thomas Speller. We need to have this conversation now on air.
All right.
In case, you know, this happens. Thomas Speller asks, say YouTube ended.
All right.
YouTube had one last video. It said the end All of right. YouTube.
And then they shut the whole thing down.
How would you make going in RAW?
Well, I mean, like the production process wouldn't change. We have camera here. It goes into computer. We record from there.
For sound.
Yes. So that wouldn't change.
Our as far distribution as
the distribution would have to change. We'd have to find other ways to monetize. And so we go to Vimeo.
Vimeo, or isn't like VidMe? Is that still the Facebook video?
There you go.
Cesspool video. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'd figure it out.
Yeah, we'd figure it out.
Let's see here. DJ CES asks, how do you think they're going to bring back Cass? And is he going to be same as before or a new look and style? I think he's going to be more tan. He was already tan, but he's going to be tan. He's going to be like oddly tanner.
Maybe he'll have shorter hair.
Oh, you think he's going to cut his hair?
Maybe.
What if it's like a bob?
You got a bowl cut.
Going to be bowl cut Cass. There you go. That's good. I like that one.
I mean, he should be coming back anytime soon. As far as I know,
what
he's
if
been
he
cleared.
Comes back and he's a cigar aficionado.
Oh, all right. So he lives in a humidor, essentially.
Yeah.
That's on his contract writer.
Right, exactly.
You got to provide a smoking room and a humidor for him at all times.
Exactly, yeah. He's like, now that Cuban-American relations are back open, I got my hands on great Cuban cigars. How you doing? C-U-B-A-N. Cuban. That's so stupid.
It is.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I think he's going to be... I think if he comes out, he's going to...
He can't
have any vestige of the whole Enzo stuff.
No. I mean, here he had a new theme, or he had several new themes. New Titantron. So he's been kind of already repackaged for his heel turn.
Yeah. They need to repackage him as heel Cass, in that every week he had a new song.
Yeah, I know.
And it was just, you know...
New Titantron.
Yeah. And they, like, recreated, like, video security footage when things were different. It was all weird.
Yeah, that really wasn't terribly well done.
It really was not. Oh, what a great question, Oscar Silva. What are your reactions to John Cena and Nikki Bella splitting? See earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Why was there a picture of somebody?
It was Finn Balor. Somebody asked for us to rank Rainbow Balor. But I don't know. We don't really... So he lost at Mania.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't need the pin, though.
He didn't need the pin. Let's see here. Patrick Cheese Man. Oh, gee, I miss Cheese Man. Where do you get? What are you guys seeing? What do you guys see the long-term plan being for Braun Strowman? I'm shakier on it now than I was before because I thought that they were going to... I mean, I guess if he was the plan B for the Universal title, I just don't want him to always be the plan B for something. I want them to be proactive with Braun Strowman.
Agreed.
To use a corporate term I don't like. Broken Ambulance has some super fantasy booking question. Is it possible Joe wins the title from a still boring Reigns at Backlash? Ooh, man, Broken Ambulance, not like Reigns. And starts a feud with Braun? No. Roman Reigns is going to have that Universal title for a very long time.
Yeah. I'd like that to happen. It is, in fact,
I would
not
love for that to happen.
Gonna.
I would love for that to happen.
Happen.
Not going to actually happen.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Let's see here. Tim Morris, we're going to have to throw some cold water on this one. Odds on Tommaso Ciampa getting called up in the shakeup?
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
Zero.
Zero.
Because what do you think of, I think the Observer said something about Velveteen Dream possibly getting called up.
Yeah, that's right. If it's Raw, I like it a lot. Because I don't think SmackDown Creative would know what to do with him at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It would need to be a dangerous raw, yes. degree.
Yeah.
Like, that could be terrible. That could be terrible. Terrible. Boy, that could be bad.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Raw could probably do well with him.
But I don't want to, I really want to see it. I want to see him versus Ricochet.
I know.
They're building that stuff on Twitter.
I know. I feel like there's still a lot for him to do in NXT.
Yeah, I agree. NPNY716. Besides Cultaholic, what other wrestling YouTubers are your favorites to watch? There's a new Botchamania out. I watch Botchamania.
Oh.
I really enjoy that.
Wrestling with Regret.
There you go. And then, man, I had another one on the tip of my tongue. Oh, Wrestle Talk.
Oh, yeah.
I like Wrestle Talk.
Yeah.
They both seem like the level, like Ollie and Luke both seem like the loveliest guys. Like they seem very, I don't know, positive and they have lots of energy. Unlike us, we just sort of sit here and...
Yeah, this is an hour-long wrestling podcast, about 25% wrestling talk.
Hey, man, you know what? It's Monday. What do you want? Oh, great. Cool. We'll end on this.
All right.
End on this question from MF Dave. Dave, is love dead?
No.
No, man. I'm full of love.
Some
I've got
days.
So much love. Man, I got a lot of flack from people.
For what?
It was interesting. It was kind of a 50-50 split, actually. But
for what?
A lot of people were not happy with the revelation I don't recycle.
Oh, yeah.
People were down on that. But then other people were saying, hey, don't let people pressure you into recycling. I don't know. I got a lot to think about. I'm open. My mind is fluid. I'm open to change.
You just started the show by saying people don't change.
People don't change, so I'm probably not going to recycle.
No, you're not going to recycle.
But I like to say words that make me sound good.
Yeah. Love's not dead.
Love's not dead, man.
Steve, please consider recycling. It's for the good of the planet, maybe.
One person actually offered to become a $20 patron if I started recycling.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that, though, man. That's a dangerous precedent to set.
It is.
You know. Then it's like, then what, you know? Hey, Steve, you know. Take your pants off for $50 patrons. No, I'm not going to do that. It probably caused a lot of people to drop out, you know? Nobody wants to see what's going on there. You want love to die?
That's how you do it.
Exactly. Anyways, we'll see if I can figure this stuff out because Hilton's not here. Where is Hilton anyways? Oh, are we going to get Hilton for the largest rumbles?
Wait, I don't know.
we got to offer him something, right? We're going to offer him some?
No.
Some money to be here?
No, we should invite him, and he should come out of the goodness of his heart.
Really?
If he was coming to enjoy our company, enjoy the largest Royal Rumble ever, then he should do so. I'm not going to bribe him to come over.
Yeah, maybe not.
He should come over because he wants to, not because he expects something.
All right. Anyways, we got music playing. Thanks.
Even assuming he's a real person.
Yeah, 80% of people think he's not real. That's it for the show. Thanks so much for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.